I want to welcome Agile XRM to the podcast. I've known the people at Agile XRM for the past 12 years. I've seen how their business process management tool can add massive value to complex organizational processes in sectors such as finance and government. If you have complex processes or a need for dialogues on the Power Platform or Dynamics 365, take a look at how this BPM tool can add value. You can find them at agilexrm.com or check out the show notes for more details. Welcome to the MVP Show. My intention is that you listen to the stories of these MVP guests and are inspired to become an MVP and bring value to the world through your skills. If you have not checked it out already, I do a YouTube series called How to Become an MVP. The link is in the show notes. With that, let's get on with the show. Today's guest is from Australia. He works at DXC Technology as a senior consultant. His first award is MVP in 2023. You can find links to his bio and socials in the show notes for this episode. Welcome to the show, Parag.
Thank you, Mark, for inviting me to the MVP show.
Good to have you on the show. Tell us a bit about food, family, and fun. What does that mean to you? Where do you live, work, and play in Australia?
So you can say it's a very big journey. I born and brought up in India. In the year 2017, I moved to Europe. I've been to multiple countries in Europe, like Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany. And last year, I moved to Canberra because of my family issues. Because my sister, she lives in Canberra. So we thought, okay, let's... United in Australia, so we can stay all each other. So now we all are living in the one place, Canberra. My sister, she lives in the same city, so we enjoy the company. We visit like every week or once in a month, we visit the family and have fun together. We share the food, our cultures, all those things.
Nice. So what was your journey into IT? How did you, why was that your career plan?
Okay, so I did my engineering from India. While doing engineering, I learned so many languages like COBOL, Pascal, data structure, algorithm. But when I got my first job, I was into .NET. Then Microsoft ERP is something new for me, so I got the job in SA Global. So with SA Global, I was working with Microsoft Dynamics ERP project. Mostly I was working with the Microsoft support and the product development. So that's how I start my ERP journey. I started working with AX2012 version and 2009 pre-release version from the Microsoft. And then later I worked with multiple companies in India. For example, Tectura. They are like a global company, TCS, then Tieto, then Eurofins. And in the year 2017, I moved to Europe, Netherlands. There I work with Dicotrade and Forvision. Forvision, I work for almost 4.5 years. With Forvision, I was working with together with Microsoft for building the human resource functionality. So maybe you are aware about the talent, human resource, back to FinOps, all those stories. And throughout my career, I work with big customers, small customers, big companies, startup companies. And I built a lot of integrations, reporting, and different products on Dynamics 365, Power Platform, and Microsoft Azure.
And so... The pivot point for you from doing all those languages and whatnot in university, was it at SA Global that you got your first shot at, on Dynamics?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's where you're introduced to it. Why have you stuck with it? What appeals to you about Dynamics?
The reason Dynamics, like Microsoft, you know, Microsoft, they keeps changing the product technologies. So with Dynamics ERP, you have a multiple platform to work. For example, you have Visual Studio. In Visual Studio also, you have a different kind of projects. You can do like a Blazor or maybe ASP.NET or C#.NET. And within ERP, you have X++. Now you have a C#. And then you have a Power BI, a Power Platform. Now you have a Microsoft Fabric. So within ERP, you have a lot of learning curve. So you can learn a lot of languages, or if you want to go to the functional area, that's still possible. So that's why I choose, let's continue with Microsoft ERP. And with this technology, I can also get the knowledge into other technologies like Microsoft ERP also, like ERP CRM. So I'm also learning some ERP and CRM applications from Microsoft.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense. So that's what's made it sticky for you.
Yeah.
Has there been any real projects that stand out on your mind that were career highlights for you that you've worked on? You don't need to give the details of the customer, maybe the industry or something like that, and what you did and why was it a highlight?
You can say I work with one of the company called Tieto, and I was working one of the big customer from Finland. They were a paper manufacturing industry. So with that project, I learned everything from the scratch. You can say start up the project, like assigning users access, creating the environments, going to the customers, training sessions, pre-sales, demo, everything, integrations, reporting. So with that customer, I learned about 30 different external system, how we can integrate transactions of million data from CRM to FinOps. So with that customer, I got very good scope for the learning.
So, and that's why it's a highlight for you, because of the amount you were able to learn on the project?
Yeah, so with that project, I learned maybe like ERP, CRM, .NET, integrations, reporting, so many things within one project.
What do you do? It's interesting that you talk about learning, and that was one of the biggest reasons it's a highlight for you. What do you do to maintain your skill sets and as in to keep them up to date? Because Microsoft is always adding new features, functionality, right? Twice a year they do the wave releases. Then there's, you know, that rolling wave of releases happening all the time. How do you make sure that you're across what you just mentioned Fabric, which of course was just announced at Build. How do you make sure that you're across everything? Are you waiting till something comes up on a client project to then go and research it? Or do you have a proactive model that you work on to stay up to speed?
I think that's a good question. A lot of people ask me the same questions. So what exactly I do is I never wait for any task or any projects to be done from my side. So what I do is there are a lot of events happening in the world, like power communities, there are community in ANZ region, Europe region, and US region. So I subscribe those community, and whenever they have some interesting session on Dynamics 365 Power Platform, I just go and attend the session. Sometimes I can't attend the session, but then I watch the recording. So like recently we have a Microsoft Build session, and now again we will have a session on Microsoft Summit, another conference. So with this conference, you just go to your skill set area, like business application and whatever you want to learn or you want to get, want to know something new. So just go and just see the highlights. Like sometimes you can see the topics, Microsoft Fabric. So it's very interesting because Microsoft keeps changing. Like it was a Power BI, now Synapse, now you have a Fabric. Maybe next year it will be something different. So another factor is you can just subscribe Microsoft community. Sometimes, yeah, maybe you have an experienced person, you are solution architect, you know a lot of things. But when people keep asking questions on the Microsoft community, then you will learn some more new things. Sometimes it's a basic thing for you, other knows, but you don't know. So that's how you can get to know everything about the Microsoft product. You will be have always latest information.
Yeah, so true. How did you become an MVP? What was it you were doing that got identified as a value to the community? What was the MVP journey for you?
Okay, so I'll start with the company 4Vision. 4Vision, I joined in the year 2018. So before 4Vision, I was not much active on the Dynamics community. I was helping Dynamics community, but after joining 4Vision, mostly I was working on the human resource product together with Microsoft. So what I did, I started writing blogs on the human resource. So I was writing a unique content. So before writing any blog post, first I was searching on the internet. If there is no article, then I was doing a lot of research, creating the articles. Sometimes in the Microsoft Learn community, you will see only the details, not the screenshot or not much descriptions, like in the description. So I was trying to create something like that so that this will be useful for the HR people. So I write almost 100 blogs on the Dynamics HR and the Power Platform community. I was mostly active on the Yammer Microsoft community. And I am an active member of Dynamics HR community. And from last 3 years, I am a Dynamics 365 HR community star.
Okay, that's really interesting. That's a lot of blog posts, right, to write. Tell us a bit about that community. How big is it? Because HR is not a product that I've come across or needed to use very much at all across my career. How big is the community surrounding Dynamics 365 HR? And is it all over the world, or is there groups of people more? Is some countries selling it more than others? What's your observation?
See, as per my observation, Dynamics HR mostly I found in Europe and US, not in ANZ region. So in Australia and New Zealand, mostly the companies or partners, they are using Workday, SAP or any other technologies, not the Microsoft Dynamics HR product. And if you say about the Yammer community for Dynamics HR, I think around more than 1,000 users in the Yammer community.
Wow, that's interesting. And I'm not aware of this Yammer community. How do people find that community to get involved in it?
I think there are two communities. I think one is private community, and I think one is public community. I think you can just search for the human resource on the Dynamics community. So I think you will get that particular group. And for the MVP, I got the this nomination from Microsoft only.
Ah, so Microsoft nominated you to become a MVP. Was that in Australia, Microsoft Australia, or Microsoft in the US?
It was from the Microsoft US product team. So I was working with product team almost for more than two years, building the HR products on Leave and Absence. Because Microsoft bought the IP from 4Vision, and from the 4Vision, I and one of the person called Edward, we were the point of contact for delivering the application.
Right. Okay. I didn't realize that acquisition had happened. How many MVPs are MVPs in BizApps because of HR, as in their specialty as HR?
As per my information, there are only two more people. One is Kamal, who is based in Europe, and the second is the Anna.
Interesting. That's not many.
No, only three people. Only three people, including me, for the HR.
Wow. What recommendations do you have to others that if they want to become an MVP, what do you recommend they do?
I think first they start learning on from the Dynamics community, just research. Like, I know that there are a lot of people who want to be MVP, but they should first understand as an MVP, you have to contribute a lot. Apart from your work, like mostly people have 9-to-5 mentality. But apart from your work, you have to help community. Maybe let's say, I'm not asking to work 24/7, but 30 minutes or 1 hour, you can just go to the Dynamics community, see what people are doing. So in the same way, you can help community start giving some presentations on the power communities or whatever the topic you understand better, you can try to explain others in better way. So this is how you can start to become an MVP. It's not like in 1 day or 1 year. Sometimes this takes years of time of your hard work.
Yeah, yeah, so true. Tell me, are you doing anything in the area of AI? Any research? Are you using it?
Yes. So for like how I'm using AI at this moment is, so I'm writing the blocks. So previously, before AI, I was just writing the blocks as it is, and I was posting into my website. But now with the power of AI, so I'm using ChatGPT to write my content in more descriptive way.
So you're using it to assist you in bringing your blogs to life type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. That's a great use case. Well, Parag, it's been great to have you on the show. Maybe I'll get to meet you sometime at upcoming events. And maybe even when I'm in Canberra, because I get there from time to time for work, it'd be good to catch up.
Okay, thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Business Application MVP Mark Smith, otherwise known as the NZ365 Guy. If you like the show and want to be a supporter, check out buymeacoffee.com/NZ365 Guy. Thanks again, and see you next time.